Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
We continue our study in the book of James. We're in chapter 1, verse 4. We talked about in verse 3 that the testing of our faith, the purpose of the test, every time you have a trial, external, internal, the purpose God brings problems into your life is to test your faith. He's testing your faith. Every time he brings a problem, every time you get a problem, you should be excited about that, verse 2 tells us. You should be joyful about it because God is just providing you a test to demonstrate that your faith is as good as he thinks it is. Now, you're going to have to get some patience, that says in verse 3. You're going to have to get patient. Quit whining, sniveling, complaining, acting like some little puppy that doesn't get his way. And start acting your faith. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, gentleness, kindness, meekness, self-control. Get a grip, I tell my friends. Get a grip. Now, he takes that idea, patience is getting a grip on yourself, acting like the Jesus you profess. And according to verse 4, you need to let. Some of your translations say allow. Circle that word. Most important word in verse 4. But let. Let patience or endurance have, circle that word, have its perfect work. The let and the have indicate something very important. When you add let plus have, you get time passing slowly. It's like a math problem. Time plus the let plus have equals time passing slowly. Let, he's saying patience, patience. Now patience is just trust. You're trusting in God. Patience is just trust. That's all it is. Patience is a demonstration of how much I trust. So let patience have. What does it do? Patience works in you. It works. Let patience have its perfect work, mature work. It is a maturing work. The word perfect is the Greek word that means to get to the end, to get to the finish line, to mature. So patience is the process of maturing us. Problems are the indicator that God's testing you. Time plus patience equals maturity. Let patience have its perfect work, because if you don't, there is a truth. In verse 4, and the verse ends with this truth. And the truth is painful. The truth is very painful. Look what it says. That you may be, some translations say perfect. This is again that word, mature, okay? Complete, lacking nothing. Three things happen when you let patience have its perfect work over time. In other words, when you pray, oh Lord, deliver me, it isn't going to happen most of the time. Because that's what babies want. And God wants you to be mature. So he's going to let the problem linger. He's going to let the problem eat at you. He's going to let the problem stick around. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be three things. Perfect or mature. What's the second one?
Complete.
Complete. That means you've got it together and lacking nothing. Now, if you won't do this, three things are true of you. The exact opposites of these. You are not mature, you are immature. You are not complete, you are incomplete. And you are not lacking nothing, you're lacking everything. So, this thing about problems. Problems aren't your problems. Problems just indicate or reveal your problems. Problems just reveal your problems. Problems are God's way. Problems are God's way of bringing to you His maturity. You ought to get excited. Every time you have a problem, you say, God's going to make me more like Christ. Every time you have a problem, you say, God's making me more like Christ. Every time you have a problem, you say, God's making me more like Christ. You're not saying it yet, so we're going to keep asking it, keep saying it. Every time you have a problem, you're going to say, God's making me more like Christ. And that's the point of the first paragraph in the book of James, chapter 1.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.